We're ready.
Good march. In your short book that you're talking, the thing you talk about is the difference between the Uttamadi, Kari, and Mahabhagat. I don't quite understand it fully. If you could just explain.
It's an interesting topic that we don't, that I didn't get into so much. In fact, there was going to be a whole section about it, just because Prabhupada didn't make, really he more or less equated Uttama Adhikari with what sometimes Vaishnavas also know as the Uttama Bhagwat. And like in the 11th canto description of three different types of Vaishnavas, those actually talk about stages of advancement, Uttam Bhagwat. So there, how does the verse start? Uttam Bhagwat. Sarve Bhuteshu Yapashed Bhagwat Bhava Mahatmana. So the difference between Uttam Bhagwat, Uttam Adhikari, or even Madhyam Adhikari and Madhyam Bhagwat, and Kanishta Adhikari and Kanishtam Bhagwat is technically the word Adhikari refers to what you're qualified for. And whereas where you use the word term Bhagwat, that means what you've already attained. So a Uttam Adhikari is not in the way Śrīla Prabhupāda equates the two, that someone who's got qualification for the highest devotional service, he equates with someone who's attained the highest devotional service. Whereas another way of understanding is that someone who is a high level Madhyam Adhikari or high level Madhyam Bhagwat, he's got the Adhikar for becoming a Uttam Bhagwat. In other words, if you're practicing Krishna consciousness nicely as an intermediary Vaishnav, which is again described in the Bhagavatam as there was the Madhyam Bhagavat is Ishvara Taradineshu Baleshu Visheshtucha. So someone who has who has attained that level of devotional service, he then is by practicing that devotional service, the Madhyam Bhagwat, he has the Adhikar. He's a Uttama Adhikar. He has the Adhikar for becoming a topmost Vaishnava. Anyway, in one sense, one is Uttama Adhikari means someone who has the Adhikar, or the qualification for topmost devotion, but yet not necessarily achieved it. And another person, Uttam Bhagwat, is the person who has already achieved the topmost devotion. You understand that?
Yes.
And same thing with a Madhyam Adhikari and a Madhyam Bhagwat. That devotee who's got the qualification for intermediate devotional service is a Madhyam Adhikari, and the person who's attained is a Madhyam Bhagwat. And then even there are different levels. There are Kanishta, for instance, as Uttam Bhagwatas, there are different stages. Kanishta, Madhyam, Uttam. Could say that a Kanishtam Mahabhagwat is someone who has Bhava, and a Madhyam is someone who has Prema, and a Uttam Uttam is someone who's actually not only a has attained prema, but his relationship with Krishna is matured, because prema is in its developed stage, then matures into rasa, into your relationship with Krishna. And but Srila Prabhupada didn't place emphasis on this for reasons that it's a technicality, and devotees ultimately study the books carefully. They'll see that these things are there, but so he just uses the term Uttamadhikari for a topmost devotee, a Mahabhagavat, which is correct, because he could have only become a Uttam Bhagavat if you have the Adhikari for it. So Uttam Bhagavat is also an Uttamadhikari. Although the reverse is an Uttamadhikari, it's not necessarily an Uttam Bhagavat. Okay, just a minute here. Okay, so you follow that? Is that the...
Yeah, that's quite clear.
Yeah, it's a detail. And
the main thing is that they've achieved the goal of Mahabhagavat. Adhikari is fine. They got the qualification.
They got the qualification for the goal. And something else?
In the course of preaching Krishna consciousness, whatever that may be, like Harinam or book distribution, when can we say that our preaching has become successful?
Preaching is always successful. Even the effort alone is successful without any result. Sometimes preaching doesn't seem to be bearing its result. Maybe because it takes time to mature. Maybe because circumstances and so on warrant that result doesn't come. Our preaching means to glorify Krishna, and to glorify Krishna to others. Whether they become Krishna conscious or not immediately is a detail. The fact that they've heard about Krishna is to their eternal benefit. The fact that we're glorifying Krishna is our eternal benefit, and results are relative. They follow. They're secondary. Krishna just sees the effort that we make. So we see the example that Srila Prabhupada for many years preached and got very little result after preaching, writing books, even taking vanaprastha. The end result was he had one disciple who really didn't help him much. So you could say that there was very little result, but certainly no one argues that the result then came later. Krishna had something else in store. And when Prabhupada first came, again, there's very little immediate result. But Srila Prabhupada never gave up. This was his duty. There was more result or less result. He just continued to glorify Krishna. So that's our business. And we're in the material world. We can expect greater or lesser results in in our efforts, that doesn't matter. Our business is that we should always try to please Krishna by rendering devotional service, and the best devotional service is preaching. Vyayidam paramam guyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati. And preaching doesn't mean just to non-devotees. In that verse, Krishna talks about two devotees. One who explains the secret. What's that secret? Sarvadharma parityajya manmanabhava mad bhakto. This is the secret of devotional service. And that's pleasing to Krishna. And that's our business, is to just please him. Whatever the result. You see that some even great acharyas, they have in one sense different roles. They don't all achieve all the same result. Ramanujacharya was this big preacher, and yet other acharyas who come in our line, sometimes they're just, their business is to just pass on the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be a conduit that someone else will later expand and make into something the more great. Jagannath Das Babaji, he's credited for discovering or confirming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, but actually it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Jagannath Das Babaji just confirmed it after Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought him there. But still, Jagannath Das Babaji is in our line and plays his role. Sometimes Vaishnavas play a direct role or an active role. Sometimes they play an indirect role in preaching. Someone may be washing pots. What's he doing preaching? But if he doesn't wash pots, then where's the prasadam? How do the preachers get fed and so on? And that's his role. And everyone becomes perfect. Sve sve karmani. Everyone becomes perfect at performing their own duty, their own dharma. And in that way, everyone achieves perfection and becomes successful in devotional service. So, therefore, just being part of the mission of Krishna consciousness and helping Srila Prabhupada's movement move forward, that's the success. That's all that's required. Automatically, it's successful. Hare Krishna.